celebrate the day we met now feels like
zamani za kale. Zamani za kale.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Fito Airline. Thank you for choosing to fly with us. This is your captain speaking, Captain Ken.
And your co-captain speaking, Jewel Abbey. We advise that you fasten your seatbelts because this may be a bit of a bumpy ride, but don't you worry, we promise you a safe landing.
That being said, it's time to take off.
Woo! Welcome back, people. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful week. We are so excited to have you join us here today. And if you have not yet listened to our first episode, I advise that you pause right there, go back and listen to episode one to know what Fito is all about, to know what I am about, to know what Ken is about.
Yeah, man. So, this is a new week, new things, new challenges. Let's talk about last week. So, how was your week?
How was my week? Challenging?
Mm-hmm.
This week, God just decided to test me. I experienced, I was working with some people this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the level of unprofessionalism I experienced, I was not ready.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I learned that when you really, really look for things to work out, or when you really, really believe that things are working out for good, then you let go of the past really easily and you make room for something better to happen.
Hey.
So, Maze, you know, I'm set and bright, the days are yet to come.
Hey. All right. Seems you figured something out, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I figured out this week. I learned that letting go of the past is very essential to creating room for something better.
I think umeacha point moja.
Ganiyo.
Patience.
Key. Patience is key.
Yeah, that's really good.
How about you, though?
Well, my goodness.
Hey,
my
Ken
week.
Is always working, Maze.
My week.
So when you Ken anafanya kazi. So you give him an off at least. Like, what's up?
Hey, kazi yango ina off, Maze. Kazi yango ni yani 24/7. Mchana na usiku. But anyway, I've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so hard. The people I talk to very often actually know that ikitu inanikimbiza kunikimbiza.
Yeah.
But we are here. We're here, man.
What have you figured out?
I watched some video about happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this story about this poor couple who, when you aliamka tu asubuhi akapata tuseme ni ndoo.
Yeah.
Alipata ndoo iko na 99 gold tuseme coins.
Yeah.
So wakazi count 1 2 3 4 zikafika 99.
Uh-huh.
But at the back of their head walikuwa nadhani zinafaa kuwa so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So with that wakaanza kusema watajinyima ndio wapate hiyo gold coin moja ndio ikue so ndio feel fulfilled, yeah?
Yeah,
so it now became a source of stress now looking for this thing without appreciating what you have already. Yeah. So the basic moral of the story is, and what I learned from it is, you need to aspire with contentment.
Yeah,
like kwanza kubali what you have, then look forward to getting whatever you want. Naweza kuwa mdip pia mimi, usinione hivyo.
Ukishaanza hivi. Oh my God. I'm very excited for today's topic.
Hey, today's topic was Jewel's doing, by the way. But anyway, today's topic, we are going to talk about the concept of right and wrong.
The concept of right and wrong.
Na hii kusema ukweli hii. Nimekuwa hii imenilemea sana. But We'll figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
So, Abby,
mm-hmm.
do you think, when you think about the concept of right and wrong,
yes,
is it really black and white? Or are there some gray areas, or is it just black, is it just white?
Honestly, if I were asked this question a few years ago, I would have said, yes, it is black and white. But, you know, after watching a few series here, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Maze.
Scandal, kweli. Scandal, nayo.
How to Get Away with Murder, metuanyesha, we.
Scandal, lakini pia mefunza watu vitu zingine.
What's right, what's wrong, Olivia Pope, we don't know. Yeah, but I honestly have come to a point where it's not about black and white anymore. There's a lot of gray areas that I think we need to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
And before we even continue, let's define the dictionary terms of right and wrong. What in dictionary, Oxford, what does right and wrong mean?
Let me even just Google right now. Yani,
yeah.
Itopic in itaje tu yani ni kuwa correct.
Yeah.
I come correct, mm-hmm. right and wrong. Wrong definition. By the guys, I'm working as we shoot this, so you can imagine.
The hustle never stops.
Yeah.
Hustle never stops.
So tukimonetize hii kitu manze musikize hizi vitu kabisa. Okay. So, according to Google,
mm-hmm.
right is morally good,
mm-hmm.
justified, or acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another meaning is true or correct as a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and wrong is not correct, not true,
yeah.
incorrect, unjust, dishonest, or immoral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So when I was thinking about this topic, there was a lot of things to consider.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, where do our initial beliefs of right and wrong come from? Zinatoka wapi? And the three basic things that I found to be true was, number one, our beliefs come from our religion.
Yeah.
Number two, our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, law and order. Yeah. So
I have a question though.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
With regards to religion and culture, uh-huh. see, I feel like those are things that come from our lineage. Like your parents.
Upbringing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, tunazasema tu imeanza tu yani.
It's true. Everything there. Stems from how you were brought up.
Because if we ask a very good number of guys mm-hmm. about where they're going to church, watasema, mm-hmm. hey, tulipata watu wakienda kanisa? Na tunaenda.
Even ulizaliwa kwa
yeah.
a certain and, religion, you were born this, into a certain
and the same,
culture.
And on the same breath,
mm-hmm.
utauliza tu mtu, why did you get saved? It's because waliona watu walihubiriwa yani ikamguza tu akasikia tu ameguzwa.
Yeah.
So labda alifeel Holy Spirit ama akufeel bali alisikia tu yani hii imeshika.
Ndio
na akaenda. That's how you find out. You find guys wanaokoka mara kama 17.
Kwa sababu iko decision yako.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I get you.
So yeah, when I was thinking about this, my question was, in my life, what was the biggest thing that was driving my right and wrong belief?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I think for me, religion had a lot to do with what I believe. A
yeah.
lot to
yeah,
do
Yeah, she's
with
a PK,
it.
By the way.
Pastor's kid strong, hey! Yeah, but religion had a lot to do with my belief of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I realized that it caused, in some way, a lot of judgment on other people.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't believe what I believe, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm right, you're wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So, growing up and meeting new people and discovering new things, I started to see, okay, maybe I wasn't right as I thought I was, you know, at in the beginning of time, quote-unquote. Yeah. But yeah, I think for me, religion was my biggest influence on my belief of right and wrong. And I want to ask you,
mm-hmm.
what was your or what is your biggest influence on what drives your right and wrong belief?
There is religion.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was brought up in a Christian family and there were things that you were not supposed to do because they were wrong.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like the society also has its way
for sure
to manipulate my decisions of right and wrong. So, the society, kwanza.
Culture.
And culture.
True.
Society. Because society, no, I won't go there. That is another topic.
Not yet.
So let me just hold my horses. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, those.
So for
two.
You, you'd say religion and culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to ask something else. Why do you think we are so afraid to be proven wrong or to be wrong in situations? Like if you are so sure about something, then someone tells you you're wrong. Why do you think that is such a, like, why do you feel so defensive and why do you feel so offended? Why do you have to argue? Where do you think that comes from?
First of all, no one likes to be wrong.
True.
No one.
True. So, but why though?
I mean, there's some comfort that comes with being right. I mean, una feeling poor.
Yeah.
I will talk with regards to us men, yeah?
Yeah.
We have egos, yeah.
That's you're trying to mess them up.
So,
the ego speaking.
So, so egos. These egos, like if you, ukidunga ego yamse.
Yeah.
That's where now things erupt.
Yeah.
And with all these right and wrong things, I feel like that's the main root of all arguments.
Yeah. And also in regards to that, in terms of the ego, I think why people are so afraid to be wrong is because when somebody proves you wrong, it's an attack to your personality or your identity, to who you are.
Or what you know.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so if I wasn't right about that, okay, who am I then? You know, like I was wrong about who I am, because if I was wrong about this, then that must mean that I am not aware of who I am. But I think that's wrong because, I mean, it's not about what is, this is why we are talking about the concept of right and wrong, because I don't think it's necessarily ever about what is right and wrong universally, like according to everyone. Mm-hmm. It is more so about what is right for me and what is right for you. There can be two rights.
Yeah.
There can be two wrongs.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should get so defensive when it comes to... Also, a sign of inferiority complex is when you get...
Inferiority complex.
For those of you that don't know what inferiority complex
please define.
It's just when you feel or when you have certain insecurities... But you try so hard to show otherwise.
Your authority.
Yeah, you try so hard to show you're superior, whatever. But the base or the root of what how you're acting is your insecurities. So a good sign of inferiority complex is getting defensive. Like when somebody attacks what you believe and you're like, no, you're wrong, you don't know, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to defend what you believe. Why do you have to defend what you believe? If it's your truth, then it can be your truth. Somebody else can believe what they believe, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Amma, what do you think, Ken?
With regards to all these right and wrong things, it's all about what you have consumed. So your knowledge on something.
True, true, true.
So, like, whatever I know is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I believe is from what I know.
Mm-hmm.
You see now. So like, ukisema, I'll look for a scenario. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about scenarios.
Yeah.
In the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what, it also depends on the person, this personality.
Yeah.
Personality comes in. What else?
Yeah.
I had all these points. What do you mean? Anyway. It'll come to.
No pressure. So let's give a scenario. For example, to just make it clear what we're talking about. So I'll give you a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a train.
Guys, niliwaambia pia ni episode yani.
You're on a train. Uh-huh. And on the path or on the railway road, let's say you're sijui driver wa train anaitwa nini by the way, but yeah, you're on a train, you're riding the train, or you're
riding the train.
Yeah, the train master.
Train master.
Yes, let's just go with train master. So you're the train master. And then in front, you see 5 people stuck on the railway track without any means of escape. And once the train starts, it cannot stop until it gets to its destination. All right? Okay?
Which train is this though? But okay.
So you see 5 people stuck on the railway track. And the route in which you're on, if you continue, then you'll run them over. Yeah? But then next to you is a lever which you can pull, and the train goes to the side track. But on the side track, there's one person there. And immediately you pull that lever, this person gets run over. So in this scenario, what do you do? Do you pull the lever, kill one, save 5? Or do you just let the train continue? I mean, it wasn't your doing. These people are stuck there, you know. So like, okay, mkwapo. What in this case would be the right thing to do? Is there a right thing to do? Because think about it. In both cases, you'll kill someone.
Yeah. But now the number is the difference.
Yeah.
So there are two options. Unaenda unakanyaga wasi watano, si ndio?
Yeah.
Na uende ukanyage mmoja. Si ukanyage mmoja.
So you just kill one. You want to do the whole of say.
Let me finish. So first of all, life and death now, you know.
As you think about that, let me give another scenario, the same concept but a bit of a different scenario. So instead of being on the train, now you're watching the train from a bridge. You're not on the train, you're watching the train from a bridge, but you can stop the same scenario, but now hakuna side track.
You can stop the train,
but now you can stop the train. How? Now listen. By throwing something heavy on its path. By throwing something heavy on its path. But the only thing that is available is an overweight person that is standing next to you.
Surely. What are you saying?
So here, I'm leading onto something here, but yeah, do you save the 5 people by throwing these people on the railway track?
Or do this you person, just, this yeah, big person.
This person. On the railway track, or do you? So those are 2 scenarios, okay?
Yeah, let me start with the first one.
Start with the first one.
The first one, I've been driving for a while. And what happens on the road is, when you see mnenda gungana na mse, you swerve.
Yeah.
Sindio?
Yeah.
You swerve and go to maybe kwa kichaka.
Yeah.
And you crash. Sindio?
Yeah.
There's that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were the driver or the train master or whatever they're called, is there a possibility of pulling this lever halfway? Hii train yanguke kwa sababu mimi naweza survive. Because nikikanyaga wasi, there's no survival for sure.
Yeah.
Is there a way naweza toa hii train off track yanguke? It's fine.
Afadhali yanguke
kuliko uwe mse. So I think that would be my main thing. Ni pull katikati.
How can you save both? If you can save both people, then
come true. On. If I won't die, then why not?
And if you will?
When you train, ni pro ni stasema yo gari, lakini. See, Nduthi.
Yeah.
It has a body. So una brace yourself, unakaa tu. Na pull, unaenda, unaanguka tu, unakanyaga nyasi, unaanguka.
Yeah.
The only issue will be now the losses.
Mm.
Now the cost of kuamsha your train, kurudisha kwa track,
But you'd have saved. Let's be honest, by the way. We'll just have to kill that one person.
Kama utamaliza ni sawa.
We'll just have to kill that one person because, I mean, the loss here, if you eat rain yanguke, that's way more than that one person. Okay, I'm so sorry. God.
So you want to compare someone's life and na pesa.
Now you see, this is where it comes in. Like, it's still wrong, but then now there can be right in wrong. Like, they're in wrong decisions, the wrong decisions that we make, or what is considered wrong decisions. I mean, in the bigger picture, we are still trying to save most of the lives here, right? Most, because we won't save all. I'm sorry, but then it
let
is
me
what it
now,
is.
I feel like I actually know why you're saying so.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, no, go papia hii deni utalipa hapa.
Deni gani?
So, no, go papia hii pesa ni utalipa hapa. Na hii ingine. But either way, you know you're the driver, sindio?
True.
You're supposed to protect lives.
Yeah.
Na wewe umekanyaga mtu mmoja.
I mean...
So utasema train iko na insurance, talipa awase. Na kama yo train iko na insurance, mbona isende yanguke peke yake, insurance ilipe train.
Huh.
Ana sasa nimekuchanganya.
Have mentioned that, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, now scenario two. Do you throw this person on the train's path to save these 5 people?
Imagine I wouldn't. Niko kwa bridge. Hey, first of all, let's not forget the fact that this person is quite huge and a stop train.
True.
Pia hapo.
Utamrusha aje.
Hiyo utamrusha aje kwanza. Labda umtegi mwambie ebu cross.
True. Tuseme uko na super strength.
Imagine I wouldn't. I'd just leave the decision entirely on the driver of the train.
Yeah.
Because that's not on me.
No, you see, that's what I was leading to.
Mm-hmm.
There is something called foreseen, like when you can foresee a disaster, but you have nothing to do with it. But then there is intended, like when you have a hand in it.
Yeah.
So in this case, for the person on the bridge, if you throw him off, you had a hand in it. You literally killed this person by choice.
Yeah.
You understand? But in the first scenario, pulling the lever, that is not really, let's say, it wasn't...
It's still on you.
True,
I mean,
true. That's still on you.
Yeah, it's still on you.
Anyway, guys, that's something to think about at home. Think about it. What would you do? But here we're just trying to say that there is a lot of things that we consider to be right and there's a lot of things that we consider to be wrong. But we should be more empathetic and compassionate to people's decisions, because always you draw what prompted this person to do what they did.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
That's true.
And sometimes we just rush to judge people and say, oh my God, I can't believe that's what you did. That's so immoral, blah, blah, blah. But then if you really think about it, behind the story, you weren't there. You don't know this person, how pressed he was or she was to do what they did. You know, like, yeah. Maybe alikuwa gunpoint.
Yeah, that split second.
Yeah, and they just made a decision. So, like, empathy, guys. We are so non-empathetic right now in our community and in our society.
Even before we go there,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like this whole concept has some consequences that you have not really outlined.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the consequences are there will be an argument.
Yeah.
There will be judgment.
Yeah.
There will be misunderstandings and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
So, first of all, as a rational being, how do you avoid such situations?
Mm.
How do you, and let's say for, I'll talk about arguments because I have had a history of, what do I call it? anger issues.
Yeah.
And one of the lessons that I was taught was you need to humble yourself.
Yeah.
In order, one of the parties has to humble themselves before or during the argument so that there's harmony.
Yeah.
Because if you drive all of you drive your point home. Mm-hmm. You have one point, yeah? And you're driving towards that one point.
Yeah.
Is it better if one point reaches wewe ufike kwanza alafu mimi nifike? Ama tufike pamoja tugongane. You mm-hmm. see now, see that mm-hmm. point.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that actually guys need to really think about even before being empathetic.
True. And in the sense of that that point for argument, which is very important, I don't think that all arguments need to be had.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like sometimes wewe kama an individual,
mm-hmm.
you can just see this person is not willing to listen and you don't have to drive your point across kwa sababu at the end of the day, maisha ni anani, pilipili usio ila.
Kwashia nini.
So some arguments we just need to, we need to let go. Like, yes, humble yourself and just understand this person is not at a point where they want to listen. They don't want to hear what I'm saying.
So let's say you're talking to someone who has a very huge ego.
Yeah.
Najua itawaka.
True. Itawaka.
What will happen in that scenario?
If I'm talking to someone who has a really huge ego, which, let's just be honest, I have had this scenario many, many times, talking to people who have huge egos, I think at the basis of it, I look at you and see, what do you need to believe? Wewe unahitaji, kwa sababu if I'm trying to convince you of what I believe, kama itakusaidia, if it's going to cause more harm than good, maybe you need to believe what you believe. You know, maybe mm-hmm. you need to believe that this is blue. If me, I'm seeing red and you are seeing blue, maybe that's what you need to believe to live
happily. That reminds happily. Me of some. Remember that dress that was that.
Oh, the blue was, and yeah, gold and
blue
white.
And gray and you what? Yeah. Me, I saw blue.
Even me, I saw blue and blue. Black.
No, wait, I saw pink.
There was pink.
Wait.
That dress, I remember, you guys, you remember. Blue? Blue and black and white and gold.
For pink, there were shoes.
Oh.
A pair of shoes. Yeah. Kulikuwa na pink na watu wengine wanaona gray, wengine wanaona white. Mimi nilikuwa naona pink.
Mimi niliona blue and black. And bedhe kila mtu bedhe. It was blue and black.
Guys were seeing yellow and white.
And gold.
White
yeah.
and gold, yellow and
Iyo
white.
Iyo ni yenyu.
Sasa, kuna wasi sasa wakuja na theories. Ati if you've seen black and white, you're clever. What?
True.
Is like, it true?
No. Mi na wana watu hey. Niliona black and blue. Nye mko clever, by the way.
Ah, we are the clever. Just because it's so black and white or
but
whatever.
In that, you see now in that case, you can't convince. Because remember we were having this argument. My sister saw white and gold. You cannot
and you saw
blue and black.
Blue and black.
Yes. Yes, you cannot convince someone.
A blue and black apple kwa inje sana.
Imagine, guys, that dress.
We're going to look for that thing.
Yeah, it's
the
post.
Now
you guys
post.
Need to tell us what
because,
you're seeing.
Because,
yeah, you know, in that case, who was right and who was wrong there? Me, so, I was right. I saw what I saw.
Yeah, because you know you're blue. Maybe sisi yako anajua her gold.
Exactly. But so naona, the problem here came with people trying to now.
Mimi kwanza naona najua shida moja ilikuwa wapi.
Gani?
Wewe kama uko na techno. Aki ya nani? No offense to anyone who has a techno, by the way. Kama uko na techno ni kutumio picha, hata utaona brown.
Guy, head shade. What?
No. It all depends with the device. Ukiwa na iPhone X, kama...
Kama nani, hakuna mtu kwa iruma kona iPhone X.
Excuse?
Sidanganywe.
Mi manager wangu kona iPhone X. Manager manze, organize mimi, nikona. I won't talk so
but
much about it.
But hakuna kitu, the phone had nothing to
imagine
do with.
Imagine it has.
No,
resolution
it doesn't.
And everything.
It doesn't.
Guys, as you can see,
usijitete.
We are still struggling with this right and wrong thing.
But yeah, in that case now, everyone saw something different, but people needed to believe what they saw was right. And that's okay. Because so don't come to a field ni kana cheesy. Like, no.
So I wonder who the one who came up with the whole.
It had something to do with the lighting and CG words.
Device.
Stuff like, apana.
Mimi na kwa always compare your screen ya iPhone na screen ya sema Itel. You know, so there's technological factors.
Okay, maybe in that
Zico.
Case. Maybe.
Technology pia imekuwa imekupiga chenga.
Hapana, I don't believe that technology had anything to do with that dress scenario, honestly. It was just all like, what do you see? Macho zako, how good are your eyes? My eyesight is perfect.
How sure are you they are good?
Me, I'm sure.
You're sure
I'm
your eyes sure. are good?
We're not having this argument.
Okay, sir. We're not arguing.
We're not having this argument. Anywho. Back to what we were saying about people needing to believe what they think is right.
Yeah.
Why should you attack someone for what they think is right when it has nothing to do? If karma, it's not harming them, it's not breaking the law, if it's not destructive to their life, why do you need to prove them wrong?
And what if the person asks you for your opinion?
If you ask me for my opinion, then be prepared to hear my opinion.
Then if I get mad.
That's on you. Why did you ask?
Hey.
Why did you ask me if you're not willing to hear what I have to say?
It's true.
Opinions are something very important. But also knowing when to keep them to yourselves is very important. Your opinion is not needed everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
And you just don't go saying, you know what, I think you're wrong for doing this.
There's one statement that I hear so much in marketing.
Uh-huh.
On a presentation, client asks a question. Then you're like, if you ask me.
Yeah, in my opinion.
If you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
So, opinions.
Very, very important. How can we make it better? These scenarios of arguing and blah, 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 like trying to prove each other right, trying to prove each other wrong. How can we make it better in the sense that how can we coexist with each other with different beliefs?
Mm-hmm. First of all, we are all different.
Yeah.
In terms of character, personality, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the first... There I go again. I think the first thing we should do is be patient. Don't be in a rush to like answer or listen first.
Listen. That's a very, very good point.
When you're done listening, think about it.
Yeah.
Don't just
start listen talking. With curiosity. Yeah. Don't listen to correct.
Yeah.
Most people by the way, these days we listen just so that akisema tu kitu hapo unajua umekosea like
ushainua mkono hata wacha malize.
True.
Yeah.
Listen to hear, don't listen to correct. Listen. That's a very good point, yeah.
Yeah, and what if that person whatever that person is saying does not lie well with you.
Yeah.
Wait for the person to finish. And if kama anataka kusikia your opinion,
Pair opinion yako, yeah.
But if kama anataki,
ni sawa.
You can say, that's fine. It's okay.
Ni sawa. I think we need to embrace the gray area. Mm-hmm. Not in all situations, by the way. In your relationships, don't embrace the gray area. Demand for black and white, guys.
Anyway, it's fine.
Embrace the gray. In this situations, I think we need to embrace the gray area because there is beyond right and wrong. We need to think beyond right and wrong. There is so many opinions out there, so many perspectives out there that to just determine that one thing is right and one thing is wrong, I feel like that's wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like that's wrong, you know? So we need to think beyond what is right and wrong and embrace the gray area. And also, we need to really, really build on our sense of selves.
Yeah.
Our identity of who we are needs to be so strong that ata mtu akuja niambie, unajua nini, what you believe is wrong. I'm like, that's okay. That's
it's
wrong
fine.
To you.
You believe what you want to believe.
Believe what
it's
you
fine.
Want to believe.
Or you hear what you want to hear.
Exactly. Or hear what you want to hear. But what I believe works for me and in my life, it's okay. Then I'm okay with you believing.
Believe what you want to believe. You see what you want to see. Yes. You hear what you want to hear.
True.
And which story plan to kill high school. To kill high school, manze, kuna time. The Swahili teacher alisema kitu kama walikutana. Hakusema watu walikutana. Alisema walikutana. Uh-huh. And during that time, was that time when, sijui, what musician is this? Alikuwa sema kuta vitu. Yeah. Jua kali. Kiasi likuwa imetokea, sasa akasema ati kuta vitu, walikutana. So now, with,
wewe
unaamua kenye unataka kusikia.
Wewe usikia chenye unasikia.
Yeah, anajua alikuwa anasema we met.
True. So, wewe usikia chenye unasikia, amini chenye unaamini. And also, it's important to know that what you choose to believe really determines the life you live. Because, your beliefs guide your actions, mm-hmm. how you relate with people, mm-hmm. how you work. Mm-hmm. Because if you believe something to be wrong, you won't do it. You understand? Exactly.
Yeah.
So we need to ask ourselves, why do I believe what I believe? Believe yangu ilitoka wapi? And am I okay with believing this? Is it helping my life or is it not helping my life?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you get to a point where you decide my belief isn't serving me anymore. My belief penye menifikisha, it isn't adding on to my life.
Sova.
I choose a different to believe differently.
Yeah.
You know? So determining where your beliefs come from is also very important. Because it guides your life, it guides your relationships, how you relate with people. Everything stems from what you believe.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You have said, in the beginning you said, the main influences of our belief of right and wrong
mm-hmm.
come from religion,
culture,
and law.
Yeah.
What about logic? Where does logic lie?
Interesting. I think that within us as human beings, before even or without anyone having to tell you this is right and this is wrong, wewe kama wewe kuna vitu zenye tu unajua. No one ever had to tell you.
So you'll talk a Garden this. Of Eden.
I feel like you too. Kuna tu a system within us that guides us to know. Kuna yo kitu yenye utafanya utafeel.
So
I've not done the right thing.
The thing with logic is from maybe printed text, the internet. You learn something maybe in class or something. So where does logic come in this whole situation?
Logic. Maybe in your... I don't know. But logic is always... I feel like logic is dependent on the person.
It's dependent on the knowledge.
On the knowledge?
The person has.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, I think that logic is dependent on individuals because... What is logical to me or what might be logical to me isn't necessarily what you might find logical. But I feel like also that is, you are right, dependent on what we see, what information that comes into our brains, what we, the people we hang around. All these things affect you subconsciously. How juangi?
Another question. Uh-huh. If now we are arguing, we are talking about something, and I've given you my logical reason as to why what I'm saying is right, and I prove it to you,
mm-hmm.
even let's say with math or science or the internet or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Will you still continue believing what you're believing? And I have proven it to you, like ndoi ukifanya hivi na hivi na hivi, this is what will happen.
Honestly, I think if I'm okay with believing what I believe, I don't care about what you say. Me, I'll believe what I believe.
So. If you believe what you believe and you have no proof.
Yeah.
And I believe what I believe and I have proof. So nothing I will
this
say
is
will...
where faith comes in, my people. Faith. Sometimes you don't need to see, you don't need to have tangible truth. Sometimes you don't need to have facts. You just
you know arguments zote is a Christianity.
True. But then faith is not really based on Christianity. Is it? I don't think it is. I feel like there are even all kinds of religions. We have faith. We believe. Faith comes from, I think, belief. Belief without seeing, right?
Yeah.
All religions, you believe with the... I feel like...
This is another episode, by the way.
It's coming soon.
This one.
But yeah, I don't think faith is dependent on belief. I feel like on religion, I feel like faith is just... It's just faith. It's just what you believe, what you think to be true.
Hmm.
So yeah, I don't, I think if I believe, I'm okay with believing what I believe. Even if you show me facts, hard proven, hard proven facts, I won't change my mind. If it's not serving me, if your fact is not serving me, I don't want it. Sorry. I'm out.
Hey. I won't another problem because I'm a very logical person.
Yeah.
In terms of my arguments.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see where you're coming from, or in terms of if you don't convince me, because
mm-hmm.
I listen to you.
Yeah.
Thank God you malize.
Yeah.
Na kwa akili yangu nitasema tu hiyo ni upuzi.
Yeah.
Hiyo ni upuzi. Na nitaku I'll ask questions. I ask very many questions.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, hiyo umetoa wapi? Ulisikia wapi?
Ulisikia wapi wewe?
Sasa watu wakianza kuuliza maswali ndio wanaanza kukasirika kwa sababu wana feel kama wanaanza kushukia.
Yeah, they are attacking you. Mm. But now you see me,
mm-hmm.
even if you attack my belief in whatever, I am so strong in my belief in who I am that it's just like ni sawa.
Hey, I'm sorry.
He's sour. But you know, this never, it I feel like at some point back, like maybe just even a year ago, I wasn't as strong as I am in my belief as I am now. To the point that I would avoid certain people because I knew they would challenge what I believe. Na hiyo challenge to sikuwa nataka.
Mimi kama nitaku challenge, uje ni avoid nitaku challenge. But you said a very important thing. I had... a song, I think I posted it on my, the lyrics nilipost kwa Instagram yangu.
Mm-hmm.
It was saying, man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation.
Yeah.
When man becomes the possessor of knowledge of himself,
mm-hmm.
he becomes the master of the environment.
Woo!
Uzito. Wasani bwana, kiocha jamii.
What?
Yeah.
Hapo umeongea. So, facts.
Another thing we need to tell guys is you don't have to to force someone to believe what you believe.
Don't impose.
We sema tu
na
wachane nayo.
Yeah, don't impose.
Yeah, kijishuku ataenda research and mafanye whatever.
Yeah.
I find out maybe alikuwa wrong na change.
Yeah.
But now attacking and trying to impose your beliefs on someone. Yeah.
Achana now.
Nah, man. Nah,
that's
man.
How I think we will get to a point where we can coexist in harmony with each other. When we are willing to accept that people have different beliefs from us.
Yeah.
And that is not to say that our beliefs are wrong.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, guys, what have you learned in this episode? I want to know.
Oja, kwani time imeisha? So now, umesikia yo pause mtumeambiwa. Anyway, so I have a story. There's this video that Abby sent me earlier this week. It was about the concept of right and wrong, basically.
See, I aim to inspire.
So shakwa pepe minambo, unajua pepe minambo? Binambo enda shule zote.
Tell them the story I sent you, Ken. Tell them the story I sent
story.
You.
I'll share the link on the bio. So, your story at Amanza ku. Anyway, it was about this this sensei.
Yeah.
So, there were two guys who were arguing.
Mm-hmm.
One believed he was right and the other one believed he was right.
Yeah.
So, akasema aende kwa tuseme kama sasa hizi tunaargue, si ndio? Aende kwa producer tumuulize. So, this is what I think, this and this and this and this and this. And who is right? Akwambie you are right.
Yeah.
Ah, mimi nitoke nje nikiwa nimejipiga kifua nikwambie hadi wewe peleka hiyo maneno yako huko. Amesema mimi niko right.
Yeah.
So usikie vibaya useme hey, wacha niende ni confirm. Wende umwambie story yako akwambie you are also right. Utoke hapo pia umejipiga kifua.
Yeah.
Amesema I'm right. So now tunaona sasa we're on the same level already.
Mm-hmm.
See what tumefurahi? Yeah. We are both right. Yeah. But we can't both be right.
Yeah.
Understand?
Or so we think.
So we go back to the sensei.
Yeah.
And say, hey, tunaweza jikuwa right wote.
Yeah.
At the end of the video, it was saying, knowledge is a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you know, will define your point of view.
True.
But what the sensei was doing was what his responses were from a point of wisdom.
Mm.
Because wisdom is a viewing point.
Woo! Hey, Lord, we've been getting my coffee, my rambling.
Hi. My guns are fire. Anyway, so wisdom is a viewing point. So especially kama hii hata ni ya watu wenye labda hata sio kwa hiyo argument.
Yeah.
Wewe sikiza tu. Sikiza tu.
Work from a point of wisdom, not from a point of knowledge. Yeah.
Just listen. Yeah. Chukua yote, chukua yote. Then you decide on your own.
Yeah, and also the more you increase your knowledge, you'll discover that the more you start to believe different things.
Yeah, for sure.
So work to expand. Don't just be content with what you believe.
Yeah.
Work to expand what you know. Work to expand what you believe. Think about things in different perspectives because the more you expand your knowledge, I feel like the more you expand your wisdom as well.
Unarudi tu kwangu kwa logical reasons, but it's fine. It's fine. Mume katayo story, lakini mimi nimekubali. Nimekubali your point of view. Umekataa mimi mambo niko. Sina. Naona sasa hizi sisi tunacheka kwa sababu tushaelewana.
True.
That's how it's supposed to be.
True. That is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, man.
Oh, this has been such an amazing conversation.
Joy, kwanza imekutiko. Nimefurahi
sana. Thank you so much, guys, for being here and for joining us.
I hope you've learned a thing or two.
Yeah.
We'll post a few scenarios tuone kama...
We want to hear your points of view.
Yeah.
Nyinyi kama our audience, our viewers, our listeners. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what you think is right, what you think is wrong. So we will post a few polls.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot wait to hear your response.
We'll post the winning poll, which does not necessarily mean it acquired the right one.
So
mutsijibambe sana.
True.
It's just your point of view.
And that being said,
yeah,
that is it for the day.
Yes. Or for the week, actually.
The week.
Yes.
See us back here next week. But till then, it's been real.
Same place, same time.
We love you.
First of all, shout out to
Samabox. Shout out to Samabox.
This amazing space. To post photo. Hey,
Noah sana.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the space. Thank you for the equipment. Thank you for the producer.
Yeah, shout out.
Sana.
Shout out.
For Madam Manager pale.
But yet kuna apa waka audience. Yeah, you guys cannot see them, but they are in the building.
In the building. So, next time, kuna kwanza perform ya video iliendaje?
By the way.
What happened?
Tuweke hapo on blast.
Next time.
Tuweke.
Acha tucheze chini.
Leo, for this time.
It won't be a source of argument. It will be a source of argument. But you choose to be mature about it.
Yeah, we've learned from our own episodes.
Yeah.
That so we need to.
So, first of all, we need to open a YouTube account. Do you need to? True. Tukwe tunamuendea kulie huko alafu.
True.
Anyway, guys, just look out for that also. And Manze, it's been real. It's been amazing.
Tunawapenda sana. Join us back next week. But till then, keep it locked. Peace out. Mwah.